The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. It is the Joe Pags Show. We've got Kat Kamick. She's District 3 Republican in the great state of Florida. Coming up this hour, a good long interview, so we'll start it after the first break. Make sure you stick around for that, and then we'll run it right through the bottom of the hour. And we get into everything, the border, the omnibus bill that they're trying to cram down their throats now in Washington, sending money to Ukraine. We talk about Twitter. We talk about everything. So make sure you stick around for that. We've got a lot going on. Also on this program is going to be Greg Wrightstone on climate change. And did we really, through some sort of nuclear fusion, increase the amount of energy we received than the energy that we put in? If so, that's a major thing. He says no. Although all the outlets are reporting that this happened, he says that didn't happen. We'll explain on a Wednesday. Let's go. That's a hump day. Uh-huh. Carrie Lockie in the house. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm just fine.
Yes, you are. Polo making it happen. Samama getting it done. Him. Nice. A little breaking it down for you. People love the Cabbage Patch. A little of that. The flail of the arm in the air. I don't know what that's called. I'm doing the stanky leg, but you can't see my leg. You know what I mean, Carrie? I'm doing the stanky leg.
I wish you would.
They can't see my leg.
Like that.
Party pooper. Red Hot Chili Peppers getting it done. A couple of pieces of video I want to show you here. If you're not watching on the stream, and look, if you're driving down the road, don't stop and grab your phone and try to watch. But you can go to joepags.com, click on Watch Now. I'm going to show a piece of video out of El Paso, Texas. Not even Texas. This is the other side. I guess it really is our land because it's on this side of the Rio Grande. But they're waiting to come across into actual custody, I guess. Or make contact with Border Patrol until Title 42 goes away. Title 42 is the Jimmy Carter era move that allowed for just a complete shutdown of the border over health reasons. And because of the pandemic that Fauci keeps saying is continuing, even though all signs say that it's not, because of the pandemic, Trump reinstated Title 42 to say, you've got to stay in Mexico. You cannot come here. It's too much of a health risk for the people of America. Well, Biden's been trying to get rid of it for a long time, and he was stopped in court. Now they're allowed to get rid of it. And 1 week from today, Title 42 is going to be over. As reported by Bill Malugin over at Fox News, in the past 24 hours, 2,600 encounters in El Paso with our Border Patrol. Border Patrol, who, by the way, isn't even allowed to engage in stopping bad guys from coming in because there's still a lot of drugs being run, a lot of sex trafficking, a lot of human trafficking, a lot of bad things still happening. They can't even engage with these people because they're all busy babysitting. They're all busy filling out paperwork. So 2,600, and now we're starting to see a logjam of people at the border starting to stack up. Carrie, you have anything new from today or not?
Yeah, this is from CNN a couple hours ago. As administration officials considered a border proposal reminiscent of the Trump era this month, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called Ron Klain, President Joe Biden's chief of staff, with concerns, according to three sources with knowledge of the call. The call, one of many may have come in from lawmakers to the White House, was indicative of the politically precarious position for Biden as officials try to fend off Republicans, pounding the administration over its handling of the border and appease Democrats concerned about barring asylum seekers from the U.S. The Biden administration now faces a December deadline to terminate a public health authority known as Title 42 that was invoked at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic and allowed officials to turn away migrants encountered at the U.S. southern border, putting immigration back at the forefront. The termination of the authority is expected to lead to an increase in border crossings since authorities will no longer be able to quickly expel them, as has been done since March 2020. And during the call between Schumer and Klain, the Senate Majority Leader raised concerns about the administration's preparation for the looming termination and whether officials were indeed considering a new asylum policy. According to two sources with knowledge of the call, Schumer and Klain speak regularly and often daily or more in critical moments like the year-end legislative sprint currently underway. But the border issue's emergence in discussion provides a window into a complex policy and political moment.
Interesting. So they have to all admit it now because we're all seeing the video. They have to all admit what's happening. There are people piling up on the border waiting to just step on American land 1 week from today. I'm just camping out.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I saw some numbers that, you know, right now we're probably averaging between 5,000 to 6,000 a day. And it'll go easily up to 15,000 a day after Title 42, after you get rid of Title 42.
I mean, that's crazy. That's 450,000 a month.
Yeah.
15,000 a day. And finally, we're hearing even the left has to say, hey, Ron, what are we doing about this thing over here? Now, Ron Klain is the de facto president of the United States. He probably gets his walking and talking papers from Barack Obama. Joe Biden's not the president. He's just the face. He's just the body they put out there. Ron Klain is the guy who is making policy, and he has been since day one. And again, I think he's doing it at the behest of Barack Obama, who once said, you know, maybe get a third term. Well, this is his third term. And watching people stack up at the border, waiting to come in, I mean, 15,000 a day, it's already 1,000 a day is too many. That's 30,000 a month. That's too many. It's way too many. Under Trump, it was just a trickle. Now it's just the floodwaters are open, and they just can't wait. You think the drug cartels don't know 42 is going away in a week? Of course they do. You think the human traffickers and human smugglers and sex traffickers don't know? You don't think the drug traffickers know? They all know. Big business for them, because every single body equals money for them that they bring to the border. And something's got to be done. So if you're watching, I'm going to show you some video. Those of you in the video stream will not hear me. The radio people will as I'm talking about the video. But I'm going to show some video which is indicative of what's starting to happen on our border. And this was shot by, I believe, by Fox News just in the past 24 hours. You got people just lined up by the hundreds, if not thousands, just waiting to come across. They're just camping out. They're all sitting down. They're all relaxing. A lot of them are standing there. They're all about to come across. When Title 42 goes away, there will be no questions asked anymore. And as they're there, more people are starting to pile up. It's untenable. You cannot continue to have people lining up, standing there, sitting down, making camps. Maybe they did a campfire, a big giant fire the other day to keep warm. It was a cold night. And there it is. All the administration has to do is say, listen, we've tried. We're going to go back to every policy that we had in the previous administration until we can get a handle on what we have to do to make an agreement between the parties that we can do this better, or at least a way that is digestible by both sides. You can't continue to do this. And then Karine Jean-Pierre lies almost every day about how Joe Biden came to office and he had a bill ready to go. He presented a bill and the Republicans rejected it. Joe Biden as the president cannot present a bill. That's simply not true. It's just like her saying that the Hatch Act somehow applies to her when she's talking about campaign donations to Biden. That's not true. It doesn't apply to her. And by the way, the president is immune from the Hatch Act. And she's his spokesperson. But the idea that Republicans are the reason why this is happening, all you have to say is, yeah, let's go back to January 19th of 2021 and compare it to what happened on the 20th. When it comes to immigration, we know the policies that were in place before Joe Biden's ridiculous executive orders. We know the policies that were in place before he told them how to enforce or not enforce at the border. We know they worked. We know that what Biden has done has not worked. What Trump did worked. Make sure that I'm clear on that. What Biden did harmed the situation, made it worse. What Trump did had historic lows in illegal immigration while legal immigration was still happening, 1 million a year. We took 1 million a year. Legally in this country. It doesn't make any sense why he did this, but now when you've got Chuck Schumer, the lefty Chuck, talking to Ron Klain about, hey, what preparations do we have in place? Because we're screwed. Basically what the conversation is. We're in big trouble if we don't do something. So your thoughts about what you see on the border, your thoughts about whether even Democrats will be pushed to do something about it, certainly are welcomed. In the meantime, I told you guys about this for a while. I'm going to play a piece of sound and show a piece of video from the resident of the White House, Joe Biden. I simply don't know what he's saying here.
Cisco Systems and Cyber Bastion, a diaspora-owned small business.
Nailed it. Gary, anything on that?
Play it again. I did not catch when he was.
I will play
to
it,
say
again.
It the first time.
Because again, I don't. Because I'm not sure.
Cisco Systems and Cyber Bastion, a diaspora-owned small business.
Okay, I got
if you
Cisco
see the...
and small business.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing in between. Hmm. So if you want to see that for yourself, I did a short video, a reel, over on Instagram, Instagram.com, or just go to your Instagram app and look up Joe Pags. No, I'm sorry, Joe Talk Show, Joe Talk Show. Now I'm going to talk like Joe Biden. I'm telling you, I hear him, and I start talking about him. Joe Talk Show, Joe Talk Show. That is my handle on Instagram. Go there. You'll see the video. I do an in and out on it. Go check out my reels right now. When we come back, it's going to be Kat Kamick on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this young lady back. She's District 3 Republican, the great state of Florida. It's Kat Kamick. Representative, how are you? Good to see you.
So good to see you. Thanks for having me back.
You're very welcome. I want to get into the border in a second because that's massive, and the lies that we're getting from Washington are unbelievable. Thankfully, they're unbelievable. I mean, if people are believing that the border's secure, there's something wrong. But I want to start with this omnibus bill because Rand Paul just posted something on Twitter where he did a speech and basically said they're going to give us a 3,000-page bill. They're going to give us about 24 hours to read it that nobody will read, and it's going to add $1 trillion to the budget next year if we just let it fly. First of all, is that the way it works? And secondly, can you stop it?
Well, first of all, yeah, that's exactly how it works up here, which is why this place is so broken. They give you a couple thousands of pages to read with less than 24 hours to read it. It's impossible to know all the little poison pills that are in there. And if you can't read a bill in its entirety, you should have no business voting on it. Yet they expect, through the twisting of arms and all kind of games that they play, that you are going to vote in favor of it. And that's a real disservice to the people that we all represent back home. So obviously it goes without saying that I will be a no on any omnibus. I think it is a total disservice to our constituents today, but also for the next year. Think about this. This is what they're trying to do. Nancy Pelosi was fired in the midterm elections. Now, through this omnibus package, which, by the way, Republicans in the House have not had a single hand in crafting this. It's only been Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate. And then I believe there have been some Senate Republicans that have been involved, but not a single Republican in the House. They're expecting us now to live under a budget for the next year that Nancy Pelosi created. Give me a break. There was a mandate by the American people that they wanted Nancy Pelosi fired. Yeah. And so now we will be 100% playing into her hands if we allow her to dictate the terms of this budget for the next year.
Nancy Pelosi, who famously said the quiet thing out loud when she said we have to pass the bill
to see what's in
the bill. Now, when Obama was the president, when he ran for president, he lied to us and he said, we will for 5 days put any piece of legislation online for the American people to read. That never happened. He also said there was going to be some big consortium about Obamacare, about the Affordable Care Act. That was about 25 minutes on C-SPAN to say he did it. But why would any Republican at all take part in this in the Senate? And when you say Senate Republicans, I'm guessing air quote Republicans, maybe Collins and Murkowski and Romney, the weak Republicans. And why wouldn't any Democrat want a Republican input in the House? This way you guys wouldn't come on my show and say how horrible it's going to be. Why not pick off a few? Because when you guys are in charge next year, Kat, you know this is going to happen. And we don't want it to, but Republicans will ask Democrats for input. Why don't the Democrats ever do it?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, they think that this one-party rule is the answer, and that's what's been rejected by the American people. And it's really frustrating because they're banking on the fact that they might be able to pull a few Republicans that are retiring to vote for this. But think about this. We don't even know what's in this. We know that there's anywhere from $90 to $137 billion of money that really no one can account for. That's wow. really what the argument is over right now. And not only that, but about $37 billion is what the White House is asking for in aid money to Ukraine. And again, I go back to, why is it that they throw everything that they've got, including the kitchen sink, and hope that something's going to stick? It is a terrible way to govern. It is a terrible way to budget the business of the country. And this should be a bipartisan exercise where everyone's voice is at the table. Everyone's priorities are being heard. And oh my gosh, heaven forbid we go through the proper regular order and the process by which these appropriations go through the committees. Instead, you have all these special interests that are just tacking on bit after bit after bit. And it's us, we the people, that get stuck with the bill, and then our children get stuck with the bill and our grandchildren. This is the swamp in action, and this is what needs to change.
District 3 Republican, the great state of Florida, Kat Kamick, we really appreciate you coming on. Follow her everywhere. She's a great conservative voice fighting hard in the swamp, which isn't easy. I had Chip Roy on recently, and Chip said we need to pass a 24-hour CR every day. We need to pass a new continuing resolution every day until we get control so that we can set the agenda that the people voted for. Is it possible to do that? Do you have any Democrats you can pick off that will help you to stop this ridiculous $3 trillion thing that nobody knows what's in it or not?
I think there may be some Democrats that are willing to work with Republicans in a 24-hour CR. I'm not sure. I think that a short-term CR to get us right into the middle part of January is really what's needed so that the Republicans then can put forth the effort to put a budget together, one that balances, one that has offsets, one that significantly reduces the size and scope of government, really gets to the heart of the issues of what the Constitution outlines for us. But I think the most important thing that we need to put out there to all the American people is that the fear tactics that the left will use in order to coax people into supporting an omnibus over the threat of a government shutdown is, oh, if you are on Social Security or Medicare, all your stuff's going to stop. No checks are going out. That's nonsense. That right. is more fear mongering from the left. Don't buy into it one second. But to Chip's point, we should be doing a CR to essentially get us over that finish line. And then when we have control, we can go in and we can do what the American people have mandated us to do, which is govern. And we will stop the special interests that are completely ripping us apart, where we're sending billions and billions of money, monies over to Ukraine that can't be accounted for, while simultaneously the open border crisis is killing our communities. That all is going to change, but we can only do that if we control the budgeting process, because the number one weapon that we have here in the House of Representatives is the power of the purse.
And I hope, and I know that you will, but I hope that the Republicans realize that and they will act on it. It's Kat Kamick, District 3 Republican, great state of Florida. When we come back, more of that interview. We get into the border, we get into Twitter, we get into Ukraine even more. A deep dive into all that and then some with Kat Kamick. Make sure you stick around for it. In the meantime, got to remind you about Stamps.com. You know, seasonal excitement is happening, or dread is starting to settle in, especially for small businesses. You still have some time to make things easier, more streamlined. Get your workflow in line with Stamps.com. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable partner for over a million businesses. Get your access to the UPS and USPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates up to 86%. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. And if you need a package to be picked up, you can easily schedule it through that Stamps.com dashboard. It's very, very easy to navigate. I'm a member. Go and check this out right now. This holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights with Stamps.com. Put in promo code PAGS for a special offer that includes a four-week trial for us, plus free postage and a free digital scale. Don't have to worry about long-term commitments or contracts. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and put in code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Make that happen and make it happen right now. Kat Kamick is one of those young representatives that's really doing the job of keeping America first. And maybe pressure from her and pressure from Chip Roy and Matt Gaetz and MTG and Lauren Boebert, Jim Jordan, maybe pressure from them can be levied on the Senate or on a few Democrats in the House who might be in border areas, like Henry Cuellar is on the border, and he's a Democrat. He's definitely going to, he was on Fox just today talking about, we have to stop this from happening. Can't get rid of Title 42 without a plan. So hopefully she can keep on putting pressure. We talk more about that, more about Ukraine. We talk about Twitter. We talk about all sorts of stuff. Do not touch that dial. Part two with Kat Kamick when we come back on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
Joe Pags.